You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, this could be, I'm trying to temper my enthusiasm for this, but there is a story that's coming out that says there's a potential big breakthrough in the fight against cancer. It's a research lab out in LA that has been working on a chemotherapy pill that would only attack the tumor and would leave all the healthy cells around it okay. Because as anyone who's had family members who have been through chemo knows, the side effects can be devastating,
yeah.
You know, depending on the person.
Yep.
And so they're just now getting to human trials, but the lab trials that they've been doing, they say have been very promising. Like these pills, this...
Like they work, right? They're working.
It's eradicating several different types of cancers. That's what I find interesting.
I love it.
They've worked on breast cancer, prostate, brain cancer, lung cancer. And if this works out, the headline is saying this could be the Holy Grail.
I love it. Good.
Fingers crossed, man. I hope something doesn't come out that says this is all bogus. But right now.
How cool.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how many incandescent light bulbs you've got in your house, Jer. How many do you think you have? Has anyone ever counted the number of light bulbs in their house?
If you do, you need to go find some friends and go to brunch today. Zero. I've switched everything over to LED.
You got them all switched?
They're all switched.
I remember we had a funny moment on this show many years ago when I started dating. We called her Dream Girl on the show. And it was so funny that she had more than half the light bulbs in her house were burned out. More than half. And I remember I came over. We had just started going out. And I was like, it's kind of dim in here. She's like, yeah, I just don't ever have the time to switch out. So if she had a light that had, you know, three bulbs in it and two of them were burned out, she just left it. And she would just live her life on that one light bulb.
The one bulb life.
Yeah. And finally, it got to a point as I said, look, I'm going down to the store. And I went and bought, I don't know, it had to be 30 light bulbs.
That's funny.
And came back and just was changing them out.
Like, oh my God, this house is so dirty. I never noticed.
I know. I was like, oh, there's that sweater I've been looking for. It was just sitting right there. Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because the Department of Energy has these new rules banning incandescent light bulbs. And it went into effect, allegedly, yesterday.
All right.
So, time to start making that switch over to the LED. It's based on the minimum number of lumens, by the way.
Yeah, essentially, it's really hard to find an incandescent light bulb anymore. Mm-hmm. Whenever you go into Home Depot or something, they're all LEDs now.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, there's always a group of people who are like crossing their arms.
My mom.
The government can is she that way?
It's not a government thing.
The government can take my incandescent bulb when they pry it from my cold, dead fingers.
But it's like back, you know, you could buy incandescent bulbs for like 20 cents a bulb at one point, mm-hmm. You know, and now the LEDs are like $5 a bulb in some places.
They last so much longer.
Supposedly.
I have had, I've put some LEDs in my, and I've only lived in this house for a little less than 4 years, and mm-hmm. I've had to replace them since then.
Same. I've got multiple ones that have gone out within a year, and I'm like, where's this 25 years of longevity in these bulbs?
Says on the package, this will last 17 years.
It's BS.
They say they're setting their sights next on fluorescent lighting, which I don't know anyone who would have a problem getting rid of that crap. So get a load of this. When the Super Bowl rolls around in February, I know you're saying football season hasn't even started yet. Well, it starts tomorrow.
Sure
the
does.
The first NFL game is tomorrow night. Are you ready for some football?
What?
Anyway, when the Super Bowl rolls around, for the first time ever, it will have an alternate broadcast besides the foreign language broadcast. The NFL has reached an agreement with Nickelodeon for them to carry an alternate telecast of the Super Bowl that is kid-focused. And you know what that means? They'll have slime.
Slime! Nickelodeon green slime! This is pretty cute. I kind of like this.
Well, okay. So I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I'm like, the NFL is brilliant because this is almost like giving cigarettes to kids. You know?
Yeah.
The cigarette companies used to want to get people hooked as teenagers so they'd be smokers their whole lives. The NFL's not stupid. They know they have to groom the next few generations of fans, so they're going after them now. What's the average age watching Nickelodeon?
God, eight, I don't know. 10? Probably eight. Yeah, probably right in there.
8 to 10, maybe? So you get them hooked on the NFL with slime and everything else, and then you've got them for the rest of their lives.
That's right.
Brilliant. Did you see this story about the Airbnb out in California?
Is this the Gwyneth Paltrow thing?
Yeah.
I did see it.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a guest house at her home in Montecito, and she uses the guest house as an Airbnb. First of all, you've got to wonder, why is Gwyneth Paltrow doing an Airbnb?
Well, not to stay relevant, I guess.
Anyway, the thing is, what's making the news is that you can rent out her guest home on Airbnb, and one of the perks of doing that is you get to have dinner with Gwyneth Paltrow.
And her husband, Brad.
Yeah.
Whoever Brad is.
They say, you know, they'll do that in their wine room, and you get to pick out your own bottle of wine.
That's nice.
There's no word yet on what this is going to cost. They won't start booking it for another couple of weeks, but they figure it's going to be pretty damn pricey.
Yeah, I guess with it, you get a spa day, some meditation, and some of her Goop products. So I don't know, you might get her hoo-ha candle if you win this, too. A bottle of wine and a hoo-ha candle. Should be a good time.
They say this will help you continue your journey towards emotional health long after your stay with Gwyneth.
That's nice.
Those of you who are big fans, save your pennies. What else is trending?
Well, good news if you're looking to get outside a little bit before all the kiddos go back to work. The National Park Service is offering free admission to its parks on Friday, August 4th. It's celebrating the passage of the Great American Outdoors Act. So if you want to go to some of the national parks on Friday, you can. And then we talked about this yesterday. The Colorado Day was yesterday. And you can get into the Colorado State Parks free on Monday. So you can go, essentially, I guess, for free on Friday and Monday. So that's kind of cool.
Look at that.
And as I joked yesterday, it shouldn't be busy at all.
Well,
with the Barbie craze and the pink craze, where everything is pink, pink, pink right now, check out this company in Mexico. It's a funeral home, and they are now having available Barbie-themed caskets, bright pink caskets, Dom.
Why not?
There's pictures of them all over the internet right now. I think I posted some on our Facebook, and you're right. Why not? If you want to be buried in
a
bright pink casket, go ahead.
And you know, one way that I was thinking about this is
that
funerals are somber events anyway,
yes,
right? Everyone's sad. It's dark and dreary. This is almost like neon bright pink. It might boost people's spirits a little bit.
I think it really would. So it's actually a good-looking casket, if you're allowed to say that. So you can see the pictures on our Facebook page if you want to. Speaking of the Barbie movie, there's this Gen Z TikToker that didn't know that Matchbox 20 was a real band. I guess in the movie, Ken does that push song by Matchbox 20 where he's singing it. And this TikToker who calls herself Fat Megan, which is fantastic, her quote was, "I thought they wrote this song for the movie. The same way they wrote I'm Just Ken, but it's a real song? A cover?"
Hey, you guys.
What? Anyway, a bunch of her little TikTok followers expressed the same shock. Like, we've never heard of Matchbox 20. This is a thing? Oh, it stings a little, doesn't it, Dom?
You're old.
I know. We realize that a lot when our 20-something producer comes in sometimes, too, and we're talking about, you know, bands from the 90s, and he's like, who is this?
Who's that?
What? This is dumb. Whatever, Josh. And then, did you hear about this whole Lizzo thing? God, this was all over social media yesterday. She's being accused of mistreating her backup dancers, weight shaming them, making them go to live sex shows in Amsterdam and participate. She's demanding, demeaning, and demoralizing. She wouldn't let them take bathroom breaks. And I guess multiple people are stepping up and saying, yeah, this is spot on. This is the Lizzo we work with.
I don't want to believe this is true.
I don't want to believe it either, but man, I mean, if multiple people are saying this is going on, yeesh, not good news for Lizzo. Ladies, this one's for you. I have never heard about this before. I go to the gym a lot with my wife. I was there yesterday, actually. But apparently there's a new trend of women not wearing underpants to the gym. and there's no apologies for it, says this article. And they're crediting Khloe Kardashian for popularizing the no underpants trend at the gym. And some of the comments are all about comfort. And they say, hey, we're washing our leggings and our workout shorts every day, so I'm going to go with no underpants. It's just more comfortable. The lady parts need to breathe, says another person.
I'm raising my hand over here. Like, why is this a big deal? Who cares?
Well,
it's not. They're not nude. They've got their workout pants on.
Nude. I don't want to get into it.
I mean, when I go for a run in the park, okay,
yeah,
I've got runner's shorts that I wear.
Yes.
And you wear those without undergarments.
But there's an underpant built into the shorts.
Sort of, yes, but yes.
It's different for guys because we truly, you know, we could flop around and hurt ourselves. But those runner shorts for men have some security in it.
Right, but what I'm saying is it's a workout item that does not require underpants. So why, what's the big deal here?
There's a whole list of things that I'm not going to get into on the radio. Y'all can do your own research, but I just didn't know this was a thing. No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because some of it's kind of gross. But this is why I wipe down the equipment when I'm at the gym, just in case. You know, one of the big arguments for this that I was reading is the women don't like the sweat lines. If they're really in a hardcore workout, they don't like the panty sweat lines showing through their pink leggings, I guess.
I gotta say, I'm on the ladies' side.
I am too. I mean, whatever. Work out. Go crazy.
A, burn your bras, and B, go without panties to the gym.
I am just happy that people are at the gym, for God's sakes.
There's that too.
Because IHOP has all-you-can-eat pancakes for $5 this month, Dom.
Yeah, I saw that.
Just what this country needs when 70% of us are overweight. Anyway, they bring out two at a time. You crush those. They bring you out two more. You crush those. They bring you out two more. So you're getting your pancakes two at a time.
I don't know, man. I can put away a lot of pancakes.
Yeah, I don't. So can I. I just choose not to anymore.
I choose not to.
Choose not to. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
You can find this on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a link, and this guy, Dom, this guy has ruined it for all other guys out there when it comes to anniversary gifts. It's a farmer in Kansas. He went all out to surprise his wife for their 50th anniversary. He knew that his wife, Renee, loved sunflowers, and he happened to have an 80-acre field available, so he planted 1.2 million sunflowers. The two have been together since high school, and she says it couldn't have been a more perfect anniversary gift.
So that's really sweet.
It's so freaking sweet, man. All I got knick-knack was a card. Anyway, it's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.